This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Coming up this hour, an email from somebody. Subject line, you guys are full of S. Well, we'll give that to you a little bit later on.
Yeah, they're probably right.
But first, to Wayne and the real deficit of the United States of America. What? First of all, before we get into it, let's define what deficit is for those who may not be aware.
Well, deficit is when you basically spend more than you take in.
So they've got X amount of dollars coming in from taxes. The IRS's job is to get a bunch of people to pay their taxes and all that. And that's what the that's the money coming in. And you're saying the government spends above that. So whatever is above X is the deficit, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, that should be differentiated from the national debt.
Yes. Well, if there is a deficit that is added to the national debt, for example, this year they project that the deficit for 2006, if you probably heard it in the media, was going to be $248.2 billion, which is actually lower than last year.
Right, $250 billion, basically, dollars. And now that deficit gets added to the national debt, is that correct?
Like, yes. So,
and then interest gets compiled on top of that, and that sort of, it's every year's deficit added up, and then the amount of interest that's, that accrues, because obviously you don't borrow money for free. And then less anything that we managed to, like, Clinton had a surplus, right? Supposedly.
That's the interesting fly in the ointment, guys.
Okay.
The deficit, deficit is just like a big snowball. But every year they've been running a deficit. And what you hear in the news media about the amount of that deficit, whether it's the Clinton administration or the Bush administration, is based on a cash accrual basis, which means all the money they take in from Social Security taxes, et cetera, are counted as revenue. And then what they spend is counted as expenses. And that's how they come to that $242 billion, or $248.2 rather.
But so wait, so the money coming in from Social Security is it's counted against the total deficit?
Spending. What they're spending, but here's the problem with that, is that a lot of that money is earmarked to be spent later on, so some of that money coming in has to be paid towards future liabilities. So according to a report by John Williams, who's an independent economist, he publishes a website called Shadow Government Statistics, or shadowstats.com. Mm-hmm. The real deficit per year is around $3.5 trillion. When you consider the
what?
$3.5 trillion, when you consider the future liabilities that we have to pay, or the government has to pay to future retirees and future benefit recipients.
So, that's a huge jump from $250 billion to $3 trillion?
Yes, $3.5 trillion per year is what the Bush administration is currently running.
That seems a little weird. Now, how can you go from $250 billion to $3.5 trillion without a whole bunch of lies being told? Are you saying that the money that comes in from Social Security, I've got to understand this, I do not understand what you've said. The money that comes in from Social Security versus you take that in, and that's included in the pile of money that they get. And then they subtract all the other stuff they get, and they come up with this that they owe, and they come up with this number $250 billion. Now, when you say that they should also subtract from that the amount of money that they'll owe in the future on Social Security payments. Is that correct?
Correct. Up until the 80s, the government used to separate the two sources of funds. They had to actually separate the Social Security money from the money for current expenses. But they passed a law in the 80s where they could just combine it all and spend the Social Security money, and that's mm-hmm. one reason why we're in so much trouble today financially. But actually, I can quote him. He says the $248 billion federal budget deficit figure results from what basically amounts to cash flow analysis. On a cash basis, the Treasury takes all the tax revenue, including Social Security taxes, as current income. The trick is that the Treasury essentially steals the money that comes in on Social Security taxes without accounting for any offsetting Social Security liability. When you're running your accounting that way, the Treasury gets to report a federal budget deficit that's dramatically lower than what it is in reality.
So can you boil this down? Because I, like Mark, I'm having a little bit of trouble following it. You're saying what exactly? There's a bunch of money coming in for Social Security, but isn't that spent right away to the beneficiaries? That's not put in a lockbox. That's spent immediately.
Yes, but they're taking in more money right now than they need to pay out to recipients.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
So there's essentially a surplus of Social Security money coming in.
Yes, and that could be piling up in an account
for Social Security people.
Obviously. And earning
but
interest.
It's not.
And it's not. It's being spent as soon as it comes in. And,
so,
and that's why the real deficit is actually somewhere in the $40 to $50 trillion when you consider the future liabilities, the future money they have to spend on Social Security, on Medicare, on Medicaid, and all these things that are going to be coming up for the baby boom generation who's going to be retiring in the next 10 years.
But that's it seems like it's a little unfair because you're not considering the future. You're considering the future liabilities. You're not considering the future revenue that you're going to get. When you do that, because obviously, I'm sorry, the future revenue, they're going to get tax money from us. Americans are not going to stop paying taxes at next year, as much as I would like to see that happen. So they've got this future revenue that's going to come in. Now, I would agree with you that, in fact, Social Security has a problem, which is America's getting older quick. There's very few people. What we need is we need to let a whole bunch of immigrants come in so that, you know, nice young people come in so that they can support our old white people because we're getting a bunch of them. But I this guy's math bothers me a little bit.
Well, there's actually a report that's published once a year called the Financial Report of the United States. It's a little known report Congress has mandated that the Treasury Department publishes each year. And what they do is they use a GAAP accounting basis rather than a cash accrual basis. And that's where the numbers come from. This fellow John Williams actually takes a lot of the numbers the government publishes and extrapolates them and figures out what's really going on. He does this with the inflation rate as well and many other things, including M3. He reconstructs
M3. He's the guy that reconstructed M3 to show that it's at about 10%
Yes, he's
inflation.
One of the people. There's been several economists independently who have done this now.
So, okay. So the U.S. government spends more than it takes in, and that's the deficit. So if it takes in $2.7 trillion and spends $2.9 trillion, you've got a $200 billion deficit. But you're saying that there's a $3 trillion deficit, but they're not taking in $3.5 trillion. They're not taking in $3 trillion in Social Security payments. How is it exactly that you get that number?
Well, it's not just Social Security. I mean, there's
what else? What other factors are here?
I know that the FICA is that what they call it. That's just the federal tax.
Okay.
The federal taxes and the any of the other federal taxes, gasoline taxes, all those go towards revenue as well. But there's a lot of money being collected for Social Security because don't forget, if you work for somebody, you're paying 15%. Plus your employer's paying 15% on top of you.
No, it's 7.5 and 7.5. I thought
it's 15% total.
Total.
Yes. Seven and a half from me, and then 7.5 from the employer. Of course, it's all from the employer, but it totals 15% per employee.
And it's all money that the employee would make because
that's true.
Clearly, the employer's paying out 107%.
So that's going to be a significant number coming in, but I can't imagine it'll be $3 trillion from all the Americans working.
Well, it's just like if you had an apartment building, let's say, and you collected all these rents. And some of the money had to go towards taxes and insurance, but you were just spending the money. Let's just say you had just enough to meet all your expenses.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, the insurance and tax bill is going to come, and you're not going to have the money.
But you are going to have future. Every month, you're going to get rent. And, I mean, at some point, the roof's going to fail. But I don't know if it's fair to, to show the deficit of my spending in a given month by saying, well, at some point the roof is going to fail, at some point the insurance is going to come due, at some, you know, to show all the future liabilities on top of what I've just received this one particular month. I mean, yes, I will have to pay those things, absolutely, and if I don't sock money away for those things, I'm going to be in big trouble when it comes time and it comes due, but I think that, I don't know, $3 trillion. I mean, I think he might be overstating his case and making it look like a little bit ludicrous.
I don't have all the numbers in front of me to break it
down.
How
could you? How could anybody possibly have? I mean, we're already, I know the national debt's $8 billion or something like
that.
No,
$8 trillion.
$8 trillion. I'm sorry, $8 trillion. Excuse me.
It's a big difference there.
As of December the 26th, it's $8.615
Our number is 800-259-9231. Coming up, a TSA health story and more. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site are totally free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at kidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. akidsjourney.com.
800-259-9231 is our number. Now, you guys were, I guess, discussing this whole deficit issue more during the break, and I know you wanted to jump back into it, but we've got Sam on the line first in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. I'll have to call in about Amsterdam another night. This has been something I've thought about for a while, and I'm wondering, what can I do? I see the currency collapse as kind of a imminent thing. It's just a matter of time before, the house of cards kind of comes crashing down.
Okay.
So if I want to try and avoid that, is gold a good way to do that? And how, if there's any recommendations or learnings, that is it weighing this on?
Yes, there are a lot of really good financial newsletters you can subscribe to, for one. And a lot of financial advisors that I know are actually directing their clients to actually put some of their assets into alternative currencies like the euro or the Swiss franc to invest in foreign equities rather than dollar-denominated assets. And many are saying that you should have at least 5 to 10% of your portfolio in physical precious metals.
Like actually in your possession, precious metals?
Yes, allocated precious metals, as opposed to there is a exchange-traded fund on the exchange for gold and for silver, but that's not allocated. So they could sell, theoretically, 10 times more silver than what is in existence, and there could be a short squeeze at some point. So,
I'm thinking, in an emergency situation, what are my odds of really getting at that physical gold if it's
exactly
not actually
they could just pay you off in U.S. dollars, which could be worthless the way they're going.
Right.
So you want to diversify enough so that if it doesn't happen, you're okay. But if it does happen, you have a way to feed your family and yourself.
Okay. Any other thoughts, Sam?
It's just, I think it's, something that's definitely people should watch out for. I talked to a lady on a plane that was from Russia, and her parents went through the currency collapse over there. And at the start of it, they had enough in their savings to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went down to enough to buy a refrigerator and then, a microwave oven.
Wow. And that was it.
Right.
That was the savings.
Well, during the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 20s, before their currency crisis happened, it took about, 16 Reichmarks to buy a pair of shoes. And by the end of it, when the currency crisis was in full bore, it took about 87 trillion Reichmarks to buy
Holy
a pair
crap.
Of shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, people were going to the store, my mother told me, people were going to the store with wheelbarrows full of money. I mean, that's just how worthless this currency was, and there wasn't anything else with which to buy with. I know that people must have figured things out. They must have traded in cigarettes and liquor and, all the commodities that seem to bubble to the surface.
Well, the market will take as much action as it possibly can, but nonetheless, definitely something to be better prepared for than not. Sam, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Brandon. What's on
your
mind?
Good morning.
That's right. We're the morning show over there.
That's right. It's 10:30 over here. Hey, I wanted to continue talking about this monetary policy because it's really cool, and I'm really glad that the previous caller brought up the collapse of the dollar, because the story that Wayne's talking about now ties in directly into, another factor as to why the dollar eventually will collapse. And that's, that's because the United States runs on a fiat currency, the value of that dollar is pinned on the confidence of debtors and consumers that the government will pay that money back, is both willing to pay it and able to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have huge amounts of debt, or when you have, think about this in a private company. If you have a private company that says that they're making so much money and they're spending so much money, but they're really kind of shifting some of their debt away into subsidy companies or into another department, so that
sounds like Enron.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like they either are posting a profit or they're posting much less of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, with a private company, they get sued, they go out of business, and people have to pay restitution.
And some people go to jail sometimes.
Right. Eventually, with a private company, you're going to have to pay the piper.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. And when government does it, it's okay. They figure out a way to whitewash it, or they pass a law to indemnify themselves from any prior wrongdoing. Or both.
Right. To a certain point, because eventually what's going to happen is, and Wayne, you brought up a story about this, I think, like last week or 2 weeks ago, is that our debtors, so that's going to be the Japanese, the Chinese, and a couple other countries that hold a lot of U.S. Treasury bonds, are going to see these reports, are going to see this kind of spending behavior, and they're going to start losing confidence in the dollar. And because we don't have a currency that's pinned on something like a precious metal or something that is hard, material, tangible, and limited, then the value of our dollar is going to continue to go down, which is why we have inflation. That's also one of the reasons why.
So now wait a minute. When you say they're going to lose confidence, how does that manifest itself? Is that like where we heard? I think it was a story last week or so where they were talking about how the Chinese are moving away from backing their currency with dollars or whatever it is they do with dollars. How does that actually happen where they lose confidence?
Well, actually, the Chinese are holding a lot of dollars and treasuries, which are denominated in dollars. And if you're holding $1 trillion in dollar assets, and that dollar is losing purchasing power, you're basically getting screwed. You're losing money, even though you've got the same $1 trillion, it buys
screwed,
less.
Like we're all getting screwed on our bank accounts when inflation happens.
Right. Yes. So, I mean, essentially, the Chinese have a bunch of money.
How do they dump it, though? How do they sell their
dollars for whatever it is that they want to pick up. If they want to pick up euros for the dollars, they say, okay, somebody's making a deal, essentially.
You got $1 trillion.
I got $1 trillion. I'll trade you for €1 trillion. The other guy says, €1 trillion? Are you out of your mind? Mm-hmm. I'll give you $500 billion.
And that's how the value drops?
One of the indicators? The indicator is that people take it. You know, if they say 500 euros for $1 trillion, okay, man, you're killing me, but I got to have them.
Right.
Bam! I mean, the dollar just took a huge hit on the national.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, and the problem that the Chinese and Japan have, too, especially the Chinese, because they're not as friendly towards us as Japan is that they really have to do it kind of covertly, because if they just start dumping dollars overtly...
On the open market?
Like
taking bids?
Then everybody, every other country that's holding dollars is going to head for the exit,
like a run on a bank, essentially.
Yes, exactly.
Except in a big way that's really going to harm us.
Exactly.
Wow.
And the problem in this country is that the state and local governments cannot print money like the federal government can. So their purchasing power is also affected. So property taxes, people wonder why property taxes are going up, or even the cost of schools, because the cost of the oil to heat the schools, everything goes up.
We'll talk a little bit more about property taxes. I want to give Brandon a chance to get in here. Any final thoughts, sir?
Yeah, the other major indicator that you need to look for is once other foreign currencies start pinning the value of their currency on another currency.
That's what they've started to do, right?
Yes.
Right. So like the Chinese, they pin their value of the yuan on the dollar. As soon as they switch from pinning that value from the dollar to something else, that's when the average American really needs to start paying attention, because that means that they're gearing to dump a significant number of that money.
Thank you for the expertise, Brandon. We appreciate it. Unfortunately, the average American is going to continue to be in the dark. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? Herbalhealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Wednesday edition, toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's packet8.net for all your voice-over IP needs, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloaded convenience. Do enjoy them. They're on us. At freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any and all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses and support Free Talk Live. We're still sort of focusing on monetary policy, and we started out the hour. And the reason we're doing this is not because it's the most entertaining of all topics. I'm sorry to say it's not. And radio should be about entertainment. But as Brandon pointed out in the last call, and as you will point out constantly, Wayne, this is really important. Like, this is critical information.
It really
is. Understanding how the money system in the United States works in relation to the rest of the world and how it all is going to affect you and your bank account and your savings and your family and your comfort level and your way of life.
You know, I wish that I wish it wasn't so boring. I wish that you could just make it very clear that the politicians with their and their banker buddies and the people that are controlling the monetary system and the financial systems here in America are basically just taking the American people on a huge ride.
Yeah,
they're
true.
Stealing their money blind,
and they've been doing
and
it.
And it's not just taxes; it's all kinds of ways.
And they've been getting away with it for decades. And as was pointed out before, eventually the bill's going to come due, and the piper's going to have to be paid, and we're all going to pay the price in one way or another, and we can minimize the damage that's going to be done, but we're all probably going to take a hit, no matter even how well prepared we are. Is that right, Wayne?
I agree. I think so.
Because when everybody else is hurting, and the economy's hurting, all the other Americans who aren't listening to messages like this, who aren't aware of what's getting ready to happen, they're going to get caught blindsided. Their savings is going to be destroyed, and that's going to just bring the economy down, whether we like it or not, whether we've prepared or not, right? It's all going to be affected.
Right now, if you have a $500,000 in the bank and you're retired, you can probably live pretty well. If you've got municipal bonds, you can earn interest tax-free on those and live pretty well. But that $500,000 could end up being toilet paper in 3 to 5 years.
It really could.
Yeah.
And then if you say, oh my God, I don't want my bonds to be toilet paper, and you buy all gold, you're going to be in big trouble. Gold could go down. I mean, it did go down a little bit recently. That could mean that it's a good time to buy it because it's going to go back up a little bit. It could mean it's going to stagnate and do like it did for such a long time. I don't know if I believe that that's what's going to happen. I'm not sure. It just makes it tough.
Good luck predicting the future. You can't really predict the future.
You have to diversify. That's right. Diversify, and be prepared for just about any eventuality. And it looks to me, when you look at all this stuff, that they're going at an unsustainable pace. And look at that $100,000 house 5 years ago, 6 years ago, in 2000. That's now a $300,000 house, and people wonder why their property taxes are going up.
Yeah, it's not because your house suddenly became a heck of a lot more valuable, people. Yes,
If you look at the values of homes in America, now you and I, Mark, we come from, and Wayne, actually, you lived where we come from as well, just by chance. We come from Sarasota, Florida, where the housing market's pretty crazy. Like, there's a lot of money in that market. There's a lot of retirees coming in there. So the housing values tend to rise at a faster rate, but nonetheless, it's been happening around the country. I remember the house that I bought there was sold, the last time it was sold before I bought it, was sold for $75,000. I think that was in 1997. I bought it in 2004. It was $150,000 when I bought it, so it had doubled in perceived value. I'm looking to sell it for, at least $250,000, $260,000, and, there has been some money put into it, and that's why. But, I mean, that's not all real value. It's a lot of it's just fake, right?
Well, that's right. How did it get to that point? Well, what happened was, instead of demanding that you have a 20% down payment, as long as you had a pulse and you could fog a mirror, you were able to get a mortgage from a bank. That's what's happened in the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so when you make it that money available to people on that level, you drive the price of everything up. And that's loose monetary policy. That's a perfect example of it. And only one sector of the economy, too.
And, of course, the inflation's another factor as well.
Well, that's part of inflation. There's many ways the government can create money nowadays. It isn't just printing money. They can make credit easier. They can do all sorts of things. They can monetize the stock market.
Banks and lenders are essentially creating money from thin air, too. So it's not just the federal government that's cranking up the printing press. It's the, for instance, when you go into your bank and you ask for that home loan, because of fractional reserve banking, which means the bank only has to have, what one-tenth of the actual money that they're loaning out? Less than that. Because of fractional reserve banking, the banker essentially, when you get approved for the loan, and as you say, everybody's getting approved, when you get approved for the loan, they tap a few keys on the keyboard, and the money just appears, out of nowhere. So the banks are also creating money, and that's what aggregates into the M3 number, correct?
I think that's an M2 even.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
M3
well,
goes
into
some other stuff, but it's part of M3 as well. That's
right.
Correct.
And M3 is the ultimate measure, essentially, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, the ultimate measure of the inflation of the economy.
Yes, and the money supply and the currency is being debased faster than people's wages are keeping up. And because they also understate inflation, people who are on fixed incomes only get a small raise every year, so they're not keeping up, their purchasing power isn't keeping up with the debasement of the currency.
Not good news. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231. So why are property taxes going up?
Well, the assessed value on the homes is going up. So that house that was supposedly worth $100,000 six, seven years ago is now being appraised at $300,000 or $350,000. And of course, they're also spending more money on schools because the towns love this stuff. They did for a while anyway because they were able to jack up taxes with property values. And now it's coming home to roost for them because there's a big revolt, I know, here in New Hampshire against property taxes in many places because
It's not big enough,
and it's just gotten crazy.
So, essentially, the governments are benefiting, even the local governments are benefiting from the increase, the buoying of the property values, we're all suffering from the inflation of the economy while the government's getting more cash in from property taxes and other places. We're all suffering. As you pointed out, wages aren't rising equivalent to inflation. So as you get a, even if you get a raise at the job that you're at, you're still behind the ball as far as inflation is concerned. You're essentially poorer than you were every year, year after year.
That's right. That's
true.
And even if you open a bank account. What's the interest right now in a bank account?
It's crap.
Yes, it's really it's a negative real interest rate. It's basically, some people call bonds now and CDs certificates of confiscation.
Mm.
Because you're losing money. If you're not making 10% a year, you're losing money now.
Right, so everybody is losing money every single year, and we don't even know it. We, as the American people in general, don't even realize it. And when they find themselves behind the ball, maybe when they come to the realization that they're not going to be able to get all their bills paid, what do? Whip out the credit card, right?
Or they borrow against the so-called increased value of their home, a home equity loan. That was happening for a long time.
And dig themselves even deeper into debt, because when the calling card is laid down on the table and it's time to pay, you know, it's time to pay the piper, if you've remortgaged your home or essentially gotten into further into debt, you're going to be screwed even worse than everyone else at that point. Because
Oh yes.
There's no way in hell you're going to be able to pay it off.
And we have another issue, too, is that we have several sectors of our economy. We've got the public sector, government. They're parasitical. They're growing. Look at all the jobs that have been created by the Homeland Security Act and the TSA and all these new agencies that are creating a lot of high-paying jobs. And then you've got the financial sector, which is also growing by leaps and bounds, the bonds, the mortgages, the paper assets. And that sector is somewhat parasitical, too. And then you've got the real economy, the real stuff that we're making, like machine tools, products and services. That part of the economy is shrinking. So that's a big problem, too, because people lose their jobs in a Ford plant, and where do they go? They go to work for a big box store.
Or the federal government.
Or the federal government.
And they think it's a great deal because, say, $70,000, I think, is the average federal pay for a federal employee. And they get all the benefits and the promises of the pension. And all the while, they're coming out of the productive economy, one less person producing, one more person becoming a parasite and encouraging the government to grow even larger. This is not good news. More on the way. Fred in Montana coming up in your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic.
If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. We do ask that you support the show by voluntarily buying some stuff at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com to get all of your shopping done. You probably got some cash for Christmas, maybe from grandma or your mom and dad or something like that. And, blow it at Amazon.freetalklive.com because we'll get a percentage of anything that you purchase. And I'm being serious in general. I mean, for the requirements of life, they've got a grocery store there now. They've got, bathroom toiletry-style items. You can get virtually anything you need. Amazon.freetalklive.com, and it helps us out as well. So, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Fred in Montana, waiting very patiently here on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Fred.
I guess several things to talk about real fast.
Okay.
One way of explaining our national debt. Make believe you have a mortgage of $200,000, and you got 30 years to pay it off. Okay. Are you in debt for $200,000 or just a 1 year?
Wait a minute. Run that by me again?
Well, he's making a good point. I guess I'm in debt for that period of time, but that's not a deficit, though. That's a debt.
Well, it's debt, but they don't want to say how much we're really in debt. And I'm saying if you have a $200,000 mortgage, you're in debt for $200,000, even though you have 30 years to pay it off.
Well, you're actually in debt far more than that.
About $600,000.
Yeah,
right.
About $600,000.
At the end. When you calculate the interest, right.
Right.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You pay for the house about three times over on a 30-year mortgage.
Right. But the national debt is $8.5 or something like that, trillion dollars. So, I mean, they are telling us what it is.
We're $37 trillion in debt just on government pensions, federal, state, county, and local. $14 trillion in debt on Social Security and Medicare.
Mm-hmm. $37 trillion.
Huh?
$37 trillion.
$37 trillion on government pensions, federal, state, county, and local.
Goodness.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
promises. So those are promises to pay into the future. I mean, how long in the future have you calculated that?
That's going by the actuaries.
What's that mean?
You know, say you retire 65 and live to be 80. That's what the insurance companies use to figure out how long you're going to live.
Okay.
It's called the actuaries.
So you're saying for every federal, state, and local government employee on the books today, we owe that $50
trillion? $37
trillion. $37 trillion.
But there are other things, too. There's also that new prescription drug plan that our so-called conservative president signed into law.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be over $1 trillion just there alone.
Oh, sure. Sure. Now, getting back to mortgages, or getting back to housing. You know, in 1974, before 1974, when you were to buy a house, they only counted, you and your wife say, we have to buy a house. They only count the husband's salary. In 1974, they passed the law that you must now start taking the husband and wife as breadwinners and calculating a mortgage. okay, the price of houses between 74 and 80 quadrupled, and they have gone up 50 times probably since 1974. Now, you wonder why houses are so damn expensive. Now, the interest rates is another thing. We had real low interest rates, and most kids today, when they're getting married, don't care what the house costs. What are my monthly payments?
Right.
So all the people who owned homes, since interest rates were so low, they all jacked up the prices of their houses because interest rates were so low because their monthly payments were so low. But all your cities and towns who were getting all these property taxes, they were hoping that they'd skyrocket so they could charge us more and more money. Yeah. But right now in the United States, I'll hurry up and talk. Right now in the United States, you have more people consuming wealth than you do producing wealth. 52% of the workforce works for the government directly or indirectly.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
We've passed the point of no return as far as parasites on the economy?
We have.
Yep.
Holy crap. That's huge news. When did that happen?
Oh, well, I did the study about 10 years ago. It was 47% about 10 years ago. Now it's up to 52%, or maybe even higher.
So 52% of every person working in America is either working directly for the government or has contracts with the government?
Right.
That's amazing.
You know, like, say you're an asphalt company and you're hired to do the asphalting in the town you live. Well, mm-hmm. Indirectly, all your employees are government employees as long as you're doing that asphalting.
Yep.
The only good thing about it is when they're all done, they all go back to being civilians.
Wow, Fred, thanks for bringing that to the forefront.
Have
any other thoughts,
gentlemen,
for us? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Wow.
That's an important thing, too, is the low interest rates, because that brings the payment down, even if the debt is higher. I personally would rather have a $100,000 mortgage at 8 or 9% than a $200,000 mortgage at 5.5 or 6. Even though if the payment is the same, there's less debt.
Great point. Wow, I'm still reeling from that 52% number. I mean, that essentially means that we're losing our productivity at a pretty rapid clip.
Yeah.
How many more percentage points can we go until we really start to feel the results of that?
Well, we've had in the last 10 or 15 years especially, we have a lot of companies moving offshore. They're doing it for a reason. Mm-hmm. The government's basically pushing them off.
Yes, they are, with regulations.
And taxes and everything. It's become too much of a pain in the neck to have a business in this country.
You know, and big labor would love to see, would love to be able to blame the companies for this. Those greedy business owners there, but you know, you can't run a business if they just regulate
right.
the crap out of you and,
well,
force,
business is about
and
making
force you
money.
To pay too much to people and that kind of thing.
If you can't make a profit, you're out of business.
Yeah, right. If there isn't a profit made, there is no business. And then if there's no business, there's no job.
There's no taxes.
And people don't get it.
That's right. That's the big picture, guys. Is that and you can see why maybe they're wanting people from other countries, young people from other countries, to come in here and start to help us pay some of the future obligations.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand. On the other hand, if you look at the demographics, if you look at all the people that are retiring, there's a big blip in our population curve. They call it the baby boom generation. They're all going to be retiring in the next 10 years or so.
And I liked how he pointed out the $37 trillion or whatever it was in pensions alone.
This
is one of the features of a government program, of a government job that is so attractive to people. It's one of the reasons why people get government jobs is because, well, as long as I sit here at this desk for 20 years, I get to collect a pension for the rest of my life, which essentially...
I might be miserable working in this government job.
Without being educated in the principles of liberty, well, that's a pretty strong incentive to go work for the government. And I can't blame people for wanting to do that because
sure.
they just don't know.
They want to be all... I mean, they got kids they want to put through college. They're just planning for themselves. They don't see the big picture. And so it's really tasty. The pensions, though, aren't based off of an investment portfolio. They're based off of taxes. They're based off of taking money from the productive sector of the economy. And so these government bureaucrats, not only are they leaching and being parasitical while they're in their jobs in the government, they also get to be parasite after the fact.
That's
when
right.
they're just sitting around, which, so what's normally what they do with their jobs anyway.
So the question is, how do we turn this around? And it can be done.
Can it?
It can be done. I believe it can, except somebody who's in charge, someone in the White House, in Congress, there have to be a critical mass of people who are willing to make tough decisions that aren't popular in the short run.
What would that be? Can you give me an example?
Well, they have to change tax policy, obviously. There's a lot of money leaving this country because of tax policy. You'd actually be attracting a lot more money into the banking system if you cut taxes. I mean, really cut taxes, but also cutting spending as well.
That's true, but what about the debt? I mean, that thing is so huge. I mean, even at the $8 trillion level, how do you pay that off? I've heard that if you pay off the debt, then all the dollars disappear in the United States.
Well, every dollar that comes into existence is borrowed in our current system.
Right.
And the problem with the Federal Reserve is that they have a dual mission, which actually contradicts itself. One is that they're supposed to control inflation. The other is that they're supposed to promote economic growth, and those two conflict with one another. Whereas the euro, the eurozone, over in Europe, their only real, in their central bank, their only real goal is to control inflation. So they're actually, the euro is inherently a more stable currency because of that, even though there are some long-term problems with it, with that currency. It's a fiat currency as well. But the fact that the Federal Reserve has conflicting goals is a big problem. And they're violating their fiduciary responsibility to protect our currency and protect our buying power.
How do you feel like how do you feel that alternative currencies will come into play here? Is that another possible solution to this problem? Can we shift away from the Federal Reserve notes and just essentially shovel that debt and forget about it? I mean, can we just move away from that whole system?
I don't see how all that debt is going to be paid. I think that eventually the U.S. government's going to have to default on it because it's just too... think about it. This is the greatest mountain of debt probably in the history of the earth.
Right.
And how do you pay that back?
What about Harry Brown's suggestion from his presidential campaign of selling off all of the government-owned lands, maybe auctioning off, you know, they own something like two-thirds of the West, maybe auctioning it all off.
Almost all of Alaska?
Yeah, and taking the proceeds from that and paying down the debt. Is that an option?
I don't think you're going to bring in all that enough money for that.
Mm-hmm.
That would work because the government has seized a lot of those lands. I had a friend in California whose dad had a really beautiful ranch in Northern California, and the government took it.
Why?
Well, they wanted to make it a wildlife preservation zone or something like that. It was a beautiful piece of land. And
they didn't have enough, Mark. They needed more.
That's right.
800-259-9231, and that's why we are going to have such a tough time turning it around. You say we can do it, but not with any of these politicians, not with these Republicans and Democrats, because all they want is more and more and more tax dollars. You're talking about lowering taxes? That's not on the radar of these guys. Hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airways. Victor emails in saying we're full of S. We'll see what he has to say for himself, and your calls as well about virtually anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.